you're necking it like previous colleagues. We wouldn't be feeling like this, would we? Mm-hmm. So when Monday broke, I've still no idea if it's true. I don't know if you know if it's true. I don't know if it's true. When the original trial happened in 06, the judge put out, as you probably all as familiar with the stats as me, but the judge put out a pre-sentencing statement that from the police investigation, last time that phone hacking started in 2004, I've always believed that, because I never knew any different. I have no idea. So say I had seen these allegations, had no idea if they weren't true, but put in my resignation and said, fine, go, leave company, sick of this crisis. Someone's made an allegation against me that I have no idea if it's true, and no one knows if it's true, but because it's me, because it's the usual, you know, Guardian, BBC, witch hunt, I'll go, right? So I did that. Do you think then, who would have carried the can for the dead soldiers, the 7/7 victims, Sarah Payne, and all the other alleged claims that came out the following week? Would that have all gone? Because I'm not a cabinet minister, in case you hadn't noticed, and I'm neither an elected civil servant. I'm a working journalist who worked here since I was 19 years old, particularly in this paper. And to your point, right? So you're trying to say to me that because an allegation came in that we don't know if it's true on Monday, you think I should have resigned because we never have to enclose the news of the world. It's just not true, right? And to Pete's point, there are lots of people, thank you, who worked before 2006 in this company, who worked for News of the World for the large majority of their lives, who are also totally innocent and vindicated of any of these allegations that we still don't know if it's true. Now, if you're saying to me, like it happened in 2006 where there was a trial and two people went to jail and there was and at that point the editor resigned, then, you know, if you're saying that we're not at that point yet, we're just not. And the fact is that if you think that it is a bundle of lies going through trying to fight and get this company's reputation back, it isn't, it's something I want to do. We have the police in the building. We're voluntarily disclosing stuff from way back then. We have more visibility, perhaps, on what we can see coming our way than you guys can. And look, I can only, I'm tired because of the criminal investigation of what I can say. But you know, I think in a year's time, every single one of you in this room might come up and say, okay, well, I see what you saw now, and I can see that it was. It is also a business, by the way. It's also a business where you've got a dual revenue situation, right? Cover price and advertising. And advertisers are so willing to believe anything negative about the News of the World. Anything. These people who have long, long histories of advertising with the News of the World. We have grocers pulling out just because they don't want to be in it. And no one wanted to be in it this week. But a dual revenue situation, right? Cover price and advertising. And advertisers are so willing to believe anything negative about the News of the World. Anything. These people who have long, long histories of advertising with the News of the World. We have grocers pulling out just because they don't want to be in it. And no one wanted to be in it this weekend. No one. And that has to surely give you a...
We
keep saying it would have blown up. It was getting worse.
How hard did you fight to save this paper? And secondly, can you give this room a promise that you will do everything in your power to try and restore the reputation of these innocent people in this room? You all have to go out and find a new job, and we've been utterly tarnished by this hacking scandal, and we are all entirely innocent.
Look, Hayley, there's probably no one more than you that's on the sharp end of this, right? You, your incident room in your office has been turned into an incident room practically, and you have been fighting the fight with these allegations on a weekly basis. I think it was Colin who came up with a great line, you know, for an investigative newspaper, we're being investigated more than any other media organisation, and you have, and your ability to keep going. So when you, I think there is, of course, the reputation of the newsroom, the current newsroom of the News of the World is paramount. And I will do everything I can, not just to restore the reputation of the current newsroom and under the leadership of Colin, but also to find you all jobs, if I can, as many of you as I can, in the company. And, you know, and that is a testament to itself. And by the way, just I know you all feel that everyone thinks you're tainted and everything. Every single title could not wait to start approaching people from the News of the World. Couldn't wait. Your reputations as journalists, your reputation as good journalists, your reputations as ethical journalists is testament to that. And I think that you will be surprised at the hope that's there. At the moment, you are rightly, and, you know, I think in maybe a week's time or something, we can perhaps, you know, do another town hall like this. Because although it was a decision the company made, I feel it's absolutely right for you all, I can understand the anger, but all to have the opportunity to challenge me on all the things that you have done today, but also to ensure that I keep my promises to you today.
Rebecca, can you tell us why you think this happened, why there was a corrupt core at the News of the World development?
Well, again, with the criminal investigation, it's sort of impossible to comment because I'm tied by some, you know, visibility I've seen. But look, you know, we one of the problems now is how we dealt with it at the time, and I don't mean about any particular individual or person or anything. You know, I was on it, but what happened was in 2006 is everybody drew the line in the sand in the wrong place. Everybody. And what happened was News International drew the line in the sand in the wrong place. The industry, for its own reasons, drew the line in the sand in the wrong place. And the police, for whatever reason, drew the line in the sand in the wrong place. And it's pretty evident now that the police investigation, from what we've seen from the new one, they said there was nothing else to see, and we believed them. So I'm not saying there wasn't, what, you know, why it happened is pretty obvious. You know, the police stood up repeatedly and have repeatedly said until January this year that there's nothing to see. And we went, absolutely, there's nothing to see. And the rest of the industry in the 07 Selective Committee went, there's nothing to see. Colin came in, new practices, we are where we are today. So I think that's part, that is definitely part of our problem, which is this sort of feeling amongst the, you know, the pushing of the disclosure in the civil, feeling of a cover-up. It's what our rivals think. And so I think it's been a mixture of things, but eventually it will come out why things went wrong and who was responsible. And that will be another very, very difficult moment in this company's history.
Thanks. But if you were at the helm for some of that time, you know, then therefore you have been tainted, but you've also worked as editor of The Sun as well, and people might think then that The Sun is tainted, and I don't want to be nasty, but I think, you know, a lot of people think that you should resign, and then, you know, then some of that taint is going to go away.
You know, I know people think that. Look, I was away, and I was in 2006, I was editor of The Sun, and I got a call, like most of you, to say what had happened with the arrests.